online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Police have taped off an area of woodlands near Gravesend as they continue to search for a missing mum of five. Sarah Wellgreen, who's 46, was last seen in Baysey's Shore in New Ash Green 10 days ago. A man in his 30s is still being questioned about her disappearance after being arrested on Tuesday. The UK's most prolific terrorist recruiter has been freed from prison. Elizabeth has more for KMFM.
Anjem Chowdhury was jailed in 2016 for encouraging support for Islamic State. After around 870 days inside, he left Belmarsh before dawn this morning. Theresa May says he'll be monitored.
Well-rehearsed plans are put in place to keep the public safe.
The radical preacher will have to stay in a bail hostel, wear an electronic tag, and has limited access to the internet. But anti-terror experts say that's not enough.
He's infected thousands and thousands of individuals. He's got people on the streets now.
The UN has frozen his assets and banned him from travelling.
KMFM News.
A police helicopter has been called to Canterbury to help look for a toddler who's said to have been seen wandering alone near a busy road. Officers are also searching on the ground after reports a little girl, who's thought to be about 2 years old, was spotted on the A28 in Thannington. We're told no children have been reported missing in the area, but anyone with information is being urged to call 999. KMFM's been told lessons will be learned from the death of a 21-year-old man from Tunbridge Wells, who was sent home from hospital just hours before he died. Tim Mason developed flu-like symptoms in March, but doctors missed the warning signs of sepsis. A coroner's ruled his death could have been prevented. Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust has admitted serious failings. Dr. Peter Maskell is their medical director.
We fully accept what was found over the course of the inquest, and it chimes very much with our internal investigation, which did find that we could have been better in diagnosing and treating the sepsis.
Tim's mum says they'll fight for doctors to become more aware of the condition.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The push for electric cars could be sped up, according to a group of MPs. At the moment, new sales of petrol and diesel cars will be banned by 2040, but the business committee says that should be brought forward by 8 years. Bosses in Ashford say they're waiting to hear back from specialists before deciding whether a former cinema and bingo hall could be turned into a theatre. Surveyors have been called in to do tests on what's thought to be asbestos in the old Odeon and Mecca building on the Lower High Street. The Borough Council had initially suggested knocking it down to make way for new homes, a bar and restaurant, but it's now looking into the theatre idea. And Dr. Range has been chatting to KMFM about how much he's enjoying his time on Strictly. The TV medic who grew up in Medway impressed the judges with a Paso Doble last weekend and returns tomorrow with an American Smooth.
Do you know what I found is because I love it so much, I'm not ready to go home. So I'm just pushing harder and working harder each week because of that. Because I'm enjoying it and I don't want to go. I don't want to be in the bottom two.
He'll be dancing with partner Jeanette to Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham travel to Doncaster Rovers this weekend, looking to bounce straight back from last Saturday's defeat to Southend. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, they were beaten 2-0 on the new pitch at Priestfield and have only picked up one victory in their last 10 games in League One. But manager Steve Lovell says his side have got what it takes to get back on track.
That's one thing it has showed us, that we've got the character here to come through it. We haven't had the best of luck on the football field, but if you keep working hard and you've got the character of people to work with you, then, you know, you'll turn it around, and I'm pretty sure we'll turn it around.
The Gills are currently 19th in the table and just 1 point off the relegation places. Tomorrow's opposition are fourth. Motorsport and Lewis Hamilton stands on the brink of Formula One greatness this weekend. The British driver could clinch his fifth F1 championship in Austin, Texas. That would put him level with the great Juan Manuel Fangio and two behind Michael Schumacher. And in tennis, Wimbledon have announced a radical rule change for the tournament next year. Matches that reach 12 games all in the final set will now go to a tiebreak. It's an effort by the All England club to try to make sure matches like Kevin Anderson's 26-24 mammoth victory over John Isner earlier this year don't happen again.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.